Welcome, everyone. It's Freedom Friday. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And today, we want to talk about teaching. That's right. It's that time of the year. So, mental health check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you for tuning in to CRS Radio. We are the Knowledge Station, always coming to you with sassy solutions every Freedom Friday. Let's get into the mix. I was in a Zoom meeting and noticed that there were quite a few people that looked like me that were still living in America as new teachers, suddenly working from home tax-free. It's so exciting. There's so many advantages for just being a teacher in itself, and to also work abroad. It just brought me back to some of the travel experiences as perks of living in regions where I'm just 4 hours away from the motherland and, you know, sleeping on the beaches of Nairobi, Kenya, and that peace of feeling so safe that I felt so ignorant about, you know, being as guarded as we typically are accustomed to living in Western culture. And, or the time I saw zebras on the highway in Kenya, oh my goodness. It was so amazing to see wildlife. And the reason why it was on the interstate, the airport, when you are actually descending into the country of Kenya, that is the wildlife preservation. And so all of the wildlife you'll ever imagine to see, just simply look out the window when you are descending an African airport. Yes. So I just left the airport and it brushed against the Suburban. Like right in front of us is two of them were going across the interstate. So amazing because it was so natural. I was in its territory, although I was on the interstate. Or the time I went on the safari ride with all the majestic animals in their natural habitat. You know, just sharing these travel stories at hotels with people that you meet along the way. It's exciting within itself. Being a teacher, it has a perk. I even met the president, former president of South Africa. Yes, Mzansi, Mr. Jay-Z, a.k.a. Mr. Jay-Z, but he is Jacob Zuma to people from S.A. And I saw him in a Dubai hotel one weekend. Of course, tune in. That is an entire other episode. Perks of being a teacher. Weekends in Egypt to fly out on a Thursday and be back in the classroom on a Sunday is just a short distance away. And those weekend flights for rap concerts and brunches and birthdays is like the new normal for teachers abroad. As far as being a teacher, back in America has been an amazing journey in Arizona, Alaska, North Carolina, South Carolina, so many places of experiencing being an educator in different systems. So today we want to go ahead and get into what it's like for the teachers out there. And here's the solution, because yes, Queen Sunny Honey always brings the people the solutions they can use. Have a list of top 10 things to cash in and cash out. That's right. This is for teachers out there. This is an exclusive episode from CRS Radio, the Caribbean radio show. And so I want you to get your pen, get your paper, and let's make this paper. Secure the bag. Get ready, get ready. If you are a teacher, this is the most amazing time in your journey simply because everything has gone virtual. So So we're going to start at number one. Oh, no shit. Excuse me. Yes, I said it. Yes. This year, everything that you are doing for your school, whether public or private, any time that you do have information that you create, documents, save it to your personal drive as well, because you can duplicate it and save it. All your stuff. That's the first step in the tips to cash in and cash out as a teacher. Once you have everything at the end of this list, it will make sense. But first tip, save it. Tip number two, own some digital real estate. Yeah, what is digital real estate? A website. Or you could join places like Fiverr, that's F-I-V-E-R-R. No, they're not paying me, but maybe they should. Market affiliate promo. Also, outside of Fiverr, you have Teachers Pay Teachers. Or, instead of going through the middleman, get your own website. That's right. Also known as digital real estate. Once you have a website established, there's so many templates that make it absolutely easy. From WIXWix.com to so many like ECWID, ECWID. Another one that you can go to, well, just Google. Because you have Big Cartel and all these different websites that allow you to have so many products. Because remember, at the end of this, you're going to do what? Cash in, cash out as a teacher. Might not make sense, but wait till we get to the end of these top 10 steps. Are you ready? Well, step number three. Might hurt your feelings with this, but listen up. Others profit. If you have proudly been an educator for a dozen years or however many years of your life, all of the special projects that you brought into fruition that came from students doing certain things and ended up being on display in front of the community or parents or delegates, all of these projects should be separate in your master template from all of the also templates that you create, also lesson plans that you create. Each of these will begin to represent the categories of sales, because why? Others have profited from your skill set. And as a teacher, you know everything that you've seen on TeachersPayTeachers.com has been someone else. Yeah, the mentality of a colonizer, however you want to brand it, is one that can actually monetize on a skill set. There's so many things out there, and they're absolutely free. One of the things I heard someone say years ago is Google and God. That's all they needed, because every question they wanted to ask, they could simply go to Google and God. It clicked with me, so we're just going to add that to that number three. Moving on to number four. Record 1 year. That's right. When some of you are using different platforms for years and years and you never started saving. So that's the reason why we said to begin to save, because the overall goal is to record 1 year worth of content. Through the cycle of the academic year, we know as teachers what we're going to always do with the diagnostic process at the beginning of the school year to assess the students, followed by week one. By the time we get to the end of the quarter and going, preparing for the report cards, everything has been a cycle the same way we have four seasons. So it's going to be really, really simple for us to document this process for one recorded year. Never give your work away again. And guess what? You'll never have to work again.
Think about it. When you record 1 year and the cycle is repetitive and you have automated it on a digital platform with digital real estate called a website, it simply means that every time you go to sleep, and mind you, we haven't even gotten to number five, but every time you go to sleep and your phone goes off, you suddenly make money, cash in, cash out, because the same system that's used on Teachers Pay Teachers is your template, your blueprint for success, and what you offer on your website, or also as someone who works on Fiverr.com or TeachersPayTeachers.com. Sell your stuff. Quick story. What motivates me to have these conversations is years ago, I was at a very low point financially, pretty much homeless. And I was slinging hair and doing resumes and using a platform called Craigslist. Well, one day this soldier came, a retired guy, and one of my niches just so happened to be to take the military person and, you know, transcribe that resume for the regular life. The guy really, you know, well, they don't really need the money when they're in that retired situation. And he was just playing around with something that was commission-based. So he came to me and was like, okay, here. And I had a pretty low rate. You know, at the time, you don't value what, you don't know the value of what you bring to the table. So it wasn't that much money. So he paid the $60, got it. And then he came back to me, told me the worst compliment of my life. He was like, ah, to pimp you out. I said, what? He was like, yes, man. I went up in this interview with no intention of getting the job. And you can make a crackhead look like a governor on paper, because I walked out of that door without the commission job, but with a job that was paying executive level, high ranking. I could, it's just the essential factor of being able to sell yourself and backing it up. In that moment, I understood that as a teacher, someone who simply had a template that she used for customers, an essential skill set that's used as an educator, we recreate and we use the same template. We do not reinvent the wheel. We know the seasons will come. We don't get to reinvent fall, spring, nor summer. So we're going to take that same moral lesson from myself and my mistakes that I've made and know that, hey, you ain't got to make that one. So let's cash in. Cash out, educators. To all my teachers out there, let's go to number five. Innovate. Innovate. Okay, you say, well, you don't want to write that one down. That's very important. Innovation. What it means, essentially, is that the traditional classroom of our grandparents with chalkboards are away. By working as a teacher in the Middle East, I am privileged to work at a school that was already bookless. Of course, every single classroom has an entire library. And as a woman of color, it is such a proud moment to see over 100 books inside my classroom. Well, I'm stretching the truth. About 50 books that are black people. I mean, like the Muhammad Ali autobiography, all these things were already there before I got there. And they're constantly asking, what would you like to add? And it's a strong presence of, well, the African presence is the Middle East. And I've said it in other shows. In case this is your first time hearing, yes, Arabs and the Aboriginal blacks. That's a whole topic. Tune into one of those other episodes on Queen Sunny Honey and find out the super secrets on knowing that the Aboriginal
Yes, Aboriginal, original people of the Middle East and all parts are black. Too bye bye, boo. So when we're looking at that tip of how to innovate,
it's using what is in modern technology. If you are familiar with Instagram, for instance, you know that when you use that, it actually sends it out to Facebook and to Twitter and to several other accounts. As a teacher, you have essentially the same thing. There are apps out there that are so innovative that they allow you to just shine. You can actually be innovative with the ideas that they have, with training videos available to you on YouTube. Tap into whatever is getting the kids. We know that these children have a very short attention span. At the same time, they will sit in front of their computer systems playing games for 18, 29 hours a day. So, when we get innovative with some of the things that they have, I find personally what works in the classroom is I set up a timer. The children enter the classroom. I get innovative by walking in, and they're accustomed after about 40 days, 40 nights of, you know, that same routine, to know that when that counter visually counts down, you have to have what? Those materials available. When I open my mouth, the essential thing that happens next is something called drop everything and read. So we have the Achieve 3000 program where students read their articles. The timer is reset. The students are given what is appropriate for their literacy level. And then after they read the article, it prompts them. So these innovations that are out there, these systems, it simplifies it for me as a teacher, because the only thing I told you was that I place the counter, they enter. Now I'm checking attendance at this time. This is very innovative. I replace the counter with the assignment there, with clarity, and I'm available to answer questions, but it's so clear. Have the children do the Ed puzzles. There's so many people all over the entire planet that speak your language, and no matter where you are listening from in this world, there's educational material already out there. Don't reinvent the wheel. Simply go online, take those links, add icons, make a menu list that would just be as simple as entering in the virtual space, taking your attendance, giving the lesson, offering a video, having your assessment through any of those automated, innovative promptings, and then the children can have an exit ticket. And that exit ticket from innovation is something I call teacher's insurance. It's my personal way of making sure I have questions on the exit ticket that says, you know, you just simply say yes or no. Did you watch? Did you understand? Can you? And by filling those in, no matter what it is, it recognizes, okay, I didn't quite get this. And that's when it's always that reminder that you have in your videos that you tell the students. You can always go back and rewatch it or pause in the video just to, you know, help you with the assignment. Return back to the video. It takes the students through proper innovation away from aggravating you teachers out there, because they can always go back and watch it again. So yes, number 5 is innovate. Very important. Number 6, integrate. Now let's go back to that social media IG comment. When we talk about integration, it's knowing that if your school is using the IXL learning program, it integrates into Google Classroom.
If you're using Edpuzzle, it integrates into Google Classroom. Being accustomed to the systems that we have in place, when you are able to plug in two, that you don't have to open up a separate login, that you can put the assignment and send it as an attachment because it's already integrated within Google. Mastering one program is something I had an epiphany about today. You know, I mentioned to you that here in Freedom Fridays in the Middle East and Africa, no one goes to work. It's just that day to reflect. And I'm sitting here and realizing that there are a lot of things that I've done on this journey that have been just wrong. I've wasted a lot of time. And through my mistakes in integrating, finding one way to simplify it, it made life easier. So please, please, please learn from my mistakes. Take these essential notes to cash in and cash out. Everything that I'm telling you is something that I'm thriving in. I was striving, now I'm thriving. And the innovation and the integration together is actually birthed from my niece. She was in an accident that left her for the rest of her life. She's in this wheelchair. But she designed my website, you know. And one thing she always reminds me of is that because of her physical limitations, and she is a, like, digital architect. Just phenomena. The actual Professor X of my family. And to learn that innovation and integration is what has made her that phenomenal. And for her to allow me to see, hey, look, the blueprint to life is you can work hard or you can work well. So with having number 5 and number 6 to innovate and integrate, we understand that this is how we essentially cash out. Because when you can catch the kids with it, now you got a product you can sell. The parents will buy it, and they're going to need this help, teachers. You already know. Human connection is very important. So if you're using Google Classroom, the advice I have is master it in its entirety. Understand the slides. Go over to all those 9 dots on the far right-hand corner at the top of the screen. Yes, right there. And look at all of those. Those are already there for you. It can be overwhelming for us in those times to think about all the new apps that everyone's trying to put on you. And if you're overwhelming, you haven't mastered all of those. It's not a good idea to present that to the kids. Because suddenly something you might have spent all the hours of uploading their emails or just learning something and it doesn't work. So, keep it simple, stupid. And master one. Whatever that program is that your educational system is invested in. If it's Google, whatever it is. Look at all of those icons. Get familiar with them. Look at YouTube videos. Master that one system and record your year. Number 7. This is a special number. Number 7. You know 7 is special for completion. The number 7 for cash in, cash out is kids teach us. If you only asked, isn't that your relationship with your creator? With your God? Like, oh, but baby, if you only asked, you could have had it. You have not because you asked not. If you ask the children, your customers, essentially, because we're cashing in, cashing out what works well in the classroom, they will tell you, well, Miss, I loved it when Mr. Mustafa presented this. He presented Edpuzzle. It was so fun. I loved it when we did Kahoot. Guess what? The kids are teaching you what to use. And you can incorporate these things in a way that they're simply Zoom webinars that are paid on social media, all kinds of ideas to cash in, cash out. Because you're integrating and innovating your website while you're preparing a year's load of stuff. The only thing that at number seven you're doing is listening to the students this year and allowing the kids to teach you. Recording all of this information and preparing your digital real estate. Number eight, YouTube. You ain't ready for that. Let me switch it up on you. Number eight will be Prezi. P-R-E-Z-I. That's right. What is Prezi? Take all of your PowerPoints. Click the upload button on the Prezi website. And suddenly, it's turned into a whole movie. Just like amazing zooming in and scanning and uploading videos and links. And it just takes the old school PowerPoints and make them look HD professional. Check out Prezi.com. Somebody telling people to pay me because that was an absolute great customer review. Number nine, because y'all ain't ready for YouTube. You ain't ready for it. Powtoons. That's P-O-W-T-O-O-N-S. Yes, you know Powtoons. In case you don't know, this is going to give you commercial, cartoon, just nice, amazing templates that you are actually able to simply upload your material or go from scratch or use their templates out there. It's set up for businesses and the teacher side of you, so go get it. You better cash in. One of the things before we end this amazing journey to help teachers today is realizing that that very device in your hand, yes, that phone, I love to tell people this, that everybody who runs a major millionaire, billionaire corporation, all those people run it from their phone. You have gone through all these months of doing so many things that you never thought you could do as an educator from home. And there's so many things you can do from your phone. So consider that device as your money maker. Wake up and know that the same way you're looking at the person who runs Google, who runs Amazon, these people are using something. I want you to use social media the right way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Because you are listening to social media the right way and being self-invested right now, if you ever need some help, go to my website, SunitaShannon.com. That's right. It's a link down below. Make sure that you like and share. Subscribe to my channel. And that was the premiere of what? Number 10, YouTube. Yes, Queen Sunny Honey, Sunita Shannon. All the brands you have should be available on YouTube. This year, many of the projects that you will be uploading can actually be uploaded to your YouTube channel. So go ahead and save those videos to the cloud or simply begin to upload your library. Keep it private until you are ready to show the world. Or do the opposite and go out fierce. Begin to have your followers, because your followers are going to be your students anyway. Show the world. Share your skill set with everyone. I look forward to subscribing from you. If you are someone out there who would like to start a business, no matter where you are in the world, if you are a teacher who's taking these principles and these skill sets and doing the doggone thing, reach out to your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, right here on the Caribbean Radio Show. We would love to have you as a guest. We're always looking for people who would like to be potential business owners, because that's what we do over here at the Knowledge Station. Special shouts out to all the love we get from those in Jamaica who gave us this opportunity to come to you today on this Freedom Friday. Limitless blessings go out there to you and yours. Until we meet again next Freedom Friday, I want you to take this information do some greatness with it. Make this a great day. And don't forget to share the love. Dubai bye, boo.